Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Tamid Perakei Mishnah Dalam Mishnahei, and today's Mishnah is a relearning B'schos Asmas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Fan Yosef Gagon Bikar of Mamish, and we continue discussing the Avodah of the day now with the Ketores. Mishnah Zecher the Ketores. Whoever was Zecher to bring the Ketores, he would tell us a calf. He would take a calf, which is like a large spoon. V'akaf doim l'tarkav gadol shel zahav. This calf was similar to a large tarkav made out of gold, and machzik shloshes kavin. It held three kav, and that's actually the word tarkav. Tarkav is tray, the kav, two, and another kav, so it's three. Now v'abazach, the spoon with the k'tiris in it, that was inside the kaf. The kaf is like a large spoon or a ladle or something like that, and the bazach is a smaller spoon. It's full and heaped with k'tiris, and the reason why we had the small spoon inside a large one is because since the small one was heaped with k'tiris, and it was basically impossible to walk across the azara into the heichal without spilling k'tiris, and that's not proper, so therefore there had to be a larger receptacle underneath to catch it. Now the kisui ha'aloi, it also had a cover to it to prevent any foreign matter like dust or something like that from getting inside. And Kohen Mitul tell us how all of Mamalon adds like some sort of ring on top of it to be able to remove the cover. Mishnah He tells us, Misha Zacha Machta, whoever was Zacha to bring the Machta, which is the shovel that had the coals in it. And it's important to note that this wasn't actually one of the lotteries who gets to bring the Machta. Rather, the Kohen, who won the ability to be able to bring the Ketores, he would pick a Kohen next to him and say, hey, come and help me with the Machta. So that's what we're referring to over here. So this Kohen was picked to bring the Machta, Natal Machta's Kesef, he brought the silver Machta, V'al Rosh Mizbeach, he went to the top of the main Mizbeach, and then he went to the pile of coals, which we learned about earlier in the Masechta, which was there, dafka for the k'tayres, he shifted the coals here and there, v'chasa, and he shoveled in. Here he's taking out from the coals that were inside, and they were really hot and consumed and fiery. Yard, then he would go down the ramp, ve'erin l'sech shalzav, he would then pour them from the silver pan into the gold one, and nispazim menu kikav gechalim, about a whole kav of coals scattered on the floor, and that's because the silver pan held four kav, the gold one held three, that's because we want to have a heaping amount. The reason why he was shoveled out with a silver pan is because shoveling out the coals would wear down this pan or shovel, and so it's not proper to do that with gold, just stomp to ruin the gold, and therefore it's done with silver, which is stronger and thicker, then poured into gold. Now what happens to these coals that were scattered on the floor? They were swept into the Amma. This was a channel of water that ran through the Hazara, so these boiling coals were swept into there so they didn't burn anyone. And with Shabbos, what about on Shabbos when you're not allowed to extinguish coals? A psachter, which is like a very large kli that was turned over them so that no one stepped on them. And upsachter, hoysa kli godo machzekes lesech. Upsachter was this very large kli that held a lesech. A lesech is about 50 gallons. That's quite a lot. Now, shtei sharshos hayuba, it actually had two chains on it. Achshu moshech bavi yared, vachashu oichas bamel balon bishvil shalitis galgal. One of the kohen would use to pull this kli after him to go down the ramp. Another one, a kohen would hold above to make sure that it doesn't just roll down the ramp. And what would it be used for? Ushlashi dorm hois mishameshes. It actually had three uses, this very large kli, this psachter. Number one and two, it was overturned on these coals that were on the floor on Shabbos, and if a dead sheretz was found in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, which can't be moved, it's muktzah, so this kli was turned over it as well. And lastly, meridin bas hadeshen melgam mizbeach, the deshen, which was the pile of ashes in the middle of mizbeach, when that just got too much, so they would fill up this psachter with the deshen and use that to bring it off the mizbeach. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up the Mishnah Vav and on to Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.